This is a small section from my book, Buck and Tangie, Things That Happened. Buck Crimmins and four of his friends have driven out to Las Vegas for a boys' week out. In this scene, they're exploring a hotel casino, and Buck stumbles across the entrance to a convention. Around the corner, I found a long, wide hall with some tables lined up along the side and a bunch of people milling around. A cardboard sign on a tripod pointed to the registration desk for the North American and Southwest Canadian Alternative Lifestyles Gathering. A fella dressed all in black with a hint of glitter on his eyelids handed me a welcome folder.
"Hi, I'm Mar," he said.
I looked at his clothes. He looked at my clothes.
"You're here with the Midwesterners, I'd say."
I thought. Michigan is in the Midwest, so I answered, "Yeah, we're from Michigan."
"Oh, Michigan," he exclaimed, as though he'd lived there all his life and thought I might know his maiden aunt.
"Never been there," he said, "but I owned a Buick once."
That must have been a joke because he laughed and said, "And who is this we you're talking about?"
"Well, there's me and four other guys. They're around here somewhere playing the slots."
"Oh, aren't those slots just everywhere," said Mar, "and five of you. I've never had much luck with odd numbers. Are you boys registered yet?"
"Nope, we're just exploring."
"Oh, aren't we all," said Mar. "Oh, look, it's Robert and Lori."
A very nice-looking couple was walking toward us hand in hand.
"That Robert, he's such a character."
"Huh?"
"Honestly, I'm as tolerant as the next person, but he's just so contrary sometimes."
"Oh," I said. I was beginning to guess that alternative lifestyles didn't have anything to do with folks who preferred solar heating or lived underground or only ate organic fungus.
"But it's fine," said Mar, tugging at the pleats of his slacks, "and he certainly loves to talk about things. You'll see." "Robert, Lori, so nice to see you here."
They exchanged hellos and hugs and kisses.
"Here, you two, this is my new friend, Buck."
"Buck, of course, Buck. You're Buck from Michigan, aren't you, darling? And dear Buck is so late, too, you haven't even registered yet."
"Michigan," I said.
"Registered? Well, no." He spotted another guy dressed in all black.
"Must run. Kisses, everyone," called Mar as he scooted away.
Robert said, "You're not really here for the convention, are you?"
"Not really. I kind of think Mar assumed things. The convention, it's for,
alternate lifestyles. We all live in ways that don't involve your typical mom, dad, and 2.1 kids. Like Mar. He and his spouses are into a group gay marriage thing. Lots of CDs here, too. CDs, cross-dressers. Like them." He pointed to a pair of very pretty women. "And there are the polyamorists and the celibate fetishists, and also a certain number of interracial couples."
"Interracial?" I asked. "Is that alternative?"
Robert said,
It is when you're like those two."
He pointed to a small-eyed white girl holding hands with a Klingon.
"And you," I said, feeling all brave and liberal, "you're gay, huh?"
Robert chuckled.
"No, hardly that. But Marge said, I thought..."
"No," said Robert, "please, don't be embarrassed. You couldn't have known. And that Mar is such a scamp. Here's the thing. I'm a woman." Robert scratched his perfect beard.
"Oh."
"Yes, indeed," said Robert. "I'm a woman, trapped in the body of a man. I've known it for years. 15 at least, from just before we got married." And he put his arm around Lori's shoulder.
"Trapped?"
"Sure. Some accident of birth or brain chemicals or something. But I know what I am, and what I am is a woman." I looked back and forth between the two of them.
"So, but, you and her, you're, married, and Lori, you're a woman, or,
"Yes," said Lori, "I'm all woman."
"So," I started.
"Well, Buck," said Robert, "the woman I am on the inside?"
"Yeah."
"She's a lesbian."
I stammered something. Fortunately for me, Robert went on, giving Lori a little hug. "So is my wife."
I blinked. "But now we must really get going. So nice meeting you."
They turned and walked away. I looked at the back of their T-shirts. Each shirt had an arrow pointing to the other person, and in block print each shirt read, "I'm with her." I went to find my friends and wondered how I was going to explain this.